Chimps Podcast Channel. Hello everybody, welcome to an episode of The Champ's Word. Here we are, episode 108. It's been a long while, but we're back in action, back up again, back on top. And we will do right to the top, we'll go right to the top, as we always will. I'm here with my great two co-hosts, Boat.
Yeah, what's up?
And Sans. It's been a while, but here we are. So what's going on, everybody?
Not much.
Not much, but we didn't podcast for 2 weeks.
Why we took so long?
Yeah, what's going on? Why do we get
life happened? You know, the champ.
I don't
needs
understand.
Attention.
Like, I know life happens.
Champ went out and had some
okay,
fun.
Okay, you went out, had fun.
Had some fun, you know.
Hey, everybody's entitled to having fun.
Champ had fun.
And
everybody had.
It happened.
Yeah.
And then he needed to find himself.
And find myself, exactly. I found my inner peace.
Did you find that smile?
I found my smile. Now I'm back.
So,
and here we are. We've been cool, been mellow, been laying back, and Boat even got some great new toys.
Hold on.
Where does he get those wonderful toys? Where does he get those wonderful toys?
Where did I get those wonderful toys at? Well, before you try to talk me out of my farts. Where do I get these wonderful toys from? Well, collection places, you know.
Batman on the wall, Joker on the wall.
GameStop, Walmart.
I haven't been GameStop in a while. Jeez. They still open?
We went to GameStop, I think it was
I gotta pay for that
thing. Kenny Omega.
Yo, he bought John Moxley from GameStop.
Oh, okay. John Moxley.
But then I saw Santana and Ortiz,
I gotta get
that for you.
I gotta pay for my,
your membership, yes, I will take care of that for you.
Yes. So what, guys? We're random.
But yes, life happened, you know, things are going good, you know. Ups and downs are all causes of life.
Fuck off.
You know, ups and downs, right, you know, ups and downs of... ups and downs of podcasting, ups and downs of life, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
So what's going on with you?
Well,
we gotta get some guests on here. We gotta get some guests.
As they always say, same circus, different clowns.
Well, no, different clowns. You wanna call clowns? I mean, a clown cartelling. How about that?
I mean, not really a whole heck of a lot, you know.
Got a great new channel, great new
you
graphics.
Know, just trying to enjoy life.
Great new tips since I talk. Great new graphics. words.
God damn, Champ, what a talk.
I know,
Champ is too hyped up right now.
I'm hyped up. I'm excited to be back, man.
I know.
Seriously, stand side talk.
Okay. I'm enjoying life. I'm trying to take things like one day.
It's time for stand side talk, and here we go. And now, Sans Side Talk with our co-host, Sans.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sans Side Talk. What's up, everybody? It's been so long. I even forgot what I was going to talk about. But how's everybody doing?
Good.
You?
Okay.
Hey, you don't have to do that weird-ass voice. Just be yourself.
Okay.
Okay, then. So, today is... What is today?
Yeah, we bring it up.
What is today? Friday the 13th.
Freaky Friday, Friday 13th.
I don't know, but, like, everybody would think, like, okay, Friday the 13th is superstitious people. You know, like, oh my god, a black cat. Or like,
black cat's lucky.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm not a superstitious person. I don't think I really am.
Certain things.
I mean, like... Is it true? I think it's if you see three times and someone says it's true every time you say something.
Three times, it's good luck. You find a penny on the floor, heads up is what?
Heads up is good luck.
Heads down is what?
Bad luck.
Don't touch it.
Don't touch that goddamn penny.
You touch a penny, walk backwards for at least 15 minutes.
I'm not going to walk backwards 15 minutes, and I can't even walk forward for 15 minutes.
Actually, you got two left feet. I got...
Listen, I don't have two left feet.
But, green, see? Full moon is good.
Yeah, full moon.
The blood moon's coming up soon.
You know, I do see a lot of full moons.
The blood moon's coming up very soon, right?
I think that's supposed to be Sunday night.
I'm gonna check that out.
Yeah.
That one is so... And it doesn't really happen that much. I think it only happens, like... I don't know. Every certain amount of years or something like that.
No. What else? I was saying.
I mean, other than that, I'm just, you know, eat, sleep, work, repeat.
Eat, sleep, work, repeat. Yeah, pretty much life. But I'm got a podcast now. It's going good.
I mean, things are going pretty good.
Got good feedback. Got new graphics. It's gonna be great.
I'm not complaining. I'm spending time with I'm spending time with positive people, positive energy. I don't need to be around the negativity. Like, I don't have time for it. You know, I mean, I surround myself.
What did I say the other day?
What's up?
You can't hang out with negativity because it's not positive or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I forgot what I said.
It was a really positive thing you said.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, like, I have to be around that because, like I said, I've been through a whole hell of a lot, which I'm not sharing with everybody.
No.
But
it's just before
people
you
that
too.
Know... tell me that I'm a very strong person to go through that and just be being very independent. I feel like I've been independent since 25. And let me tell you.
I'll come out if I can. Can I just come out for a minute?
Sure.
I've been going through a lot of stuff, you know, like my mom's been sick and stuff like that. You know, she's in rehab centers and stuff like that. And she's pretty much, you know, memory loss now and other things, personal stuff, you know. It's been rough for me. I'm just trying to, like, focus, keep my mind occupied, you know, go out for walks, go out for lunch.
That's good, though. That's good, like, to go
you know, I'm back, I'm back in the dating field again. Hello, ladies. Fan Champ. 6'1", 227 pounds. Hit me up. How you doing? I'm going, you know, through a lot of stuff right now and this and that, you know.
Yeah, everybody's going through a lot of stuff, you know.
You know what I was hoping? I keep looking at this Macho Man toy, and all I can think
random
about
thoughts.
Is NWO.
You know, you're the most randomest person I've ever met ever in my life.
The podcast is about, we're all over the freaking place.
Yeah, oh yeah, and I saw some dude walk out of McDonald's with a Macho Man shirt, and I yelled at the shirt, nice shirt, buddy. He's
you
like, oh, thanks. Get,
oh, yeah.
No, I'm not that kind of crazy.
Come on. Ooh,
but,
yeah, okay. I did the okay, shirt
okay,
there.
Okay, okay, okay.
You got your burger and your fries, yeah. Did you get a shake? Yeah. Get some coffee with the cream and the crop. Make the coffee white to the
top.
Oh, yeah, uh-huh. My favorite watching.
I should
have
never
the
said
favorite
nothing.
Wrestling
I should never said
the
nothing.
Time. Oh, yeah. Oh, dig it? Uh-huh. Okay, sorry.
But if it's okay to, if it's okay to share.
Share.
Here. So.
Sharing is caring.
Yeah.
And mine is get your damn home.
Yeah.
Go.
I mean, like, I don't know if it's okay to share, but if I want to share it, I'm going to share it. But
depends what you want to share.
But I want to say, you know, personally, thank you for people that have checked up on me, because like I said, whoever you mostly know, everybody in the podcast world doesn't know.
Okay.
You know, I don't want to say much, but
it's fine.
But
yeah, just stay positive, stay strong.
I've been staying really strong. I mean, I feel like, you know, like I said, also, as I was mentioning before, I have been independent since 25.
Good.
I mean, I've worked two jobs. I have my own car.
Be a role model, be inspiration.
I really busted my butt for everything I've worked my ass off for. You know what I mean? I'm like, there's not a lot of people that supported it, and that's fine. I don't care. You know what I mean? I tried my hardest.
You have haters you made somewhere in life. Remember that.
I mean, like, I don't know if a lot of people can relate to trying to
have... I know what you're saying.
What am I trying to say?
Just spit it out.
Okay. I'm spitting it out. Relax. But I have to say, I'm a very strong woman to handle the fact that I don't have my parents to lean on anymore.
Okay, well, now you have best friends.
And I have my best friend in the world.
And you have an entire...
And I have my fiancé. I have my wonderful, amazing future mother-in-law. I have my crazy-ass brother-in-law.
Exactly.
It was for you guys. I don't know where I would be at. Like, you guys, I built my family with you guys.
You guys are friends with me, okay? Listen to me. Plain straight fact, simple. You guys are my best friends in the entire world. You wouldn't be on this podcast if you weren't. Sometimes I want to do my own thing, but that's fine. You guys got to do your own thing, too. But no matter what, when you all come together, we're stronger than ever before. We're a force to be reckoned with. And believe when I tell you, we have we have a hidden army. Just remember that. All I'm going to say, we have a hidden army, which is the podcast world and our fans. It's our hidden army everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Just remember that.
I appreciate that. I really do.
Both you guys. Again, you and me on this podcast, and we're my best friends in the world.
We love you, baby.
So, now that the cat's out of the
hat,
you know?
Well, no, I mean, it feels good to know that, like, I'm sharing with people. I am a very independent person. I have been since 25. And the one person that broke me out of my shell at 25 was Mike. Mike got me out of my mom's house. Got our own place, everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, after a while, like, you know...
It's good to become best friends, you know? Just...
You took me out of my shell as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got me out of... That's it. Other than the same situation as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but why did you keep putting yourself back into this?
Because where was I going to go, bro? Where was I going?
Learn from your mistakes. Yeah. Look, I went...
I was stopped, like, and I want to open up at the... I was stopped from moving in with Brian because everyone thought that, like... It wasn't everyone. I think it was just my mom that was just so negative about me moving in with...
Past.
After being with Brian for 5 months.
Past.
And I went for
best,
it.
Best for you.
I went for it. I said, screw it. What, okay. I'm going to take it off school. I'm going to move in with him. It's only we're together 5 months. Now,
there you go.
2 years and 4 months later, I'm still here.
You're getting your best friend back. You know.
Oh my God, I just farted again.
You guys...
This is the same cycle. This is not farted episode. Again.
It's like I was saying, like, you know, just stay positive and just, you know, you overcome. The good thing I've been through.
I mean, like, I gotta say, you know,
I learned.
I'm proud of who I am.
I learned the dark side.
I'm proud of who I am. I'm proud of all the accomplishments I've made. I'm still, you know, I have to say, like, I'm proud of myself for the accomplishments I've made. I mean, I push myself every day to get up in the morning, which I hate getting up in the morning. I'm not a morning person. I like to sleep in at least 7:30, 8 o'clock the most. But I have to push myself. I have to motivate myself to get my butt out of bed and just get things done.
Like tomorrow.
That's good.
Even though I'm off tomorrow on Sunday, I have to get up at the butt crack of dawn.
Do what you gotta do.
Because I need to hustle because I'm a broke...
Every day I'm a hustling.
Broke person. We're both broke people. Broke
people,
broke.
Stop it.
But it's really worth it. I mean, like, to me, I don't find it to be a job. I feel like I'm offering
yeah.
my help to people that, you know, need help going to the grocery store. You know what I mean? and shopping and just and make a few extra bucks, you know, that way, you know, get gas, get food, and just enjoy it yourself.
Exactly.
And we're still spending time together.
Cruising. Rolling with the homies. What was that?
Oh, that's one of my favorite Clueless. 90s movies. Clueless. Yeah. Yeah, my favorite 90s movie of all time. And it was funny today, the
what?
Best song
ever
that played after dropping
don't you forget about me. On the count, you ready? 1, 2, 3. Breakfast Club.
As you walk on by.
You know who Brian reminds me of in the Breakfast Club? That really, like, that rock and roll guy. That rock and roll guy with the wise-ass mouth. That reminds me so much of you, that guy.
But since it's Friday, they're doing teens. We gotta talk about Jason Voorhees.
Yeah, now, my mom's been watching it all day.
I know. Why is it called... Alright, here's a question for you. That's the SI talk. Why was it called Friday the 13th?
Because that's Jason Voorhees' birthday.
Exactly. Very good. The mother... Who was it... No, so, who was the killer in the first Jason movie?
Jason's mother.
Which was?
I forgot. I don't know. I call myself a horror fan. I don't
even know. Pamela Voorhees.
Yeah. See?
So, hold on. She killed everybody in the first one?
First one, she was a killer.
But she just... But she had everybody... thinking it was Jason.
Technically, but she was a killer. So Jason was technically dead. And she came back for revenge. That's when they see her face at the end of the movie.
She wasn't dead?
No. She thought he was dead. Because he drowned. Jason drowned. So, she did all killing. And he rose up at the end of the movie. And her son died. It was his birthday. Friday 13 was her birthday. It was his birthday. And she was back for revenge. Because the counselors weren't paying attention to him. She took it on all the counselors. Because he drowned. He was. I don't want to say retarded, but kind of like different. He was deformed. He was like a mongoloid. What do you call it? Like a mongoloid. Not like that. He was like different. Like, you know, bald head. Like, you know, kind of like different. Like different. Like a deformed child. Like, you know, kind of sort of.
Like special needs.
Special needs kind of children, which, you know. And he drowned. She wouldn't pay attention to him because he needed special attention. So at the end of the movie, what happens? He's in a boat, and what happens?
Gonna get you, sucker.
What? A totally different movie. Who pops out of the water and grabs Adrian down.
Jason. Which he was?
Ari Lehman. Another former podcast guest. Ari Lehman's awesome. Rock on, brother. Yeah, so that's how it all started. So Ari Lehman was the first Jason Voorhees up out of the water. So was he dead? Was he not dead? So pretty much he's seen his mother's head be decapitated off of her. And that's why Jason became Jason. He came back and grabbed his mother. And in his mind, it was like Norman Bates, he would say, "Kill her, mommy." That's why he had the thing. When she said to the woman, "Kill her, mommy, kill her," she heard Jason in her head. "Kill her, mommy, kill her." "I will, Jason, I will." So technically what they did, when you hear the breathing, it's "killer, mommy, killer." So the great Harry Manfredini took that "kill, mommy, killer," cut it in half, and "k-ma, k-ma," which comes to turn "k-k-k-ma-ma-ma-ma." They minimize it down to the soundboard. That's what we're saying when he's going around killing. You hear Jason breathing, he's actually saying "kill, kill, kill, ma, ma, ma." "Kill my, they kill my mommy." He's coming back. There you go.
That's pretty interesting.
Story of Decent. I'm a horror fan. Well, something every day.
Yeah, you kind of really do.
This is one long ass fucking sand side
talk. I know.
We're gonna end it. Thank you, everybody.
Anything else for your fans? Say shout out to your fans. Thank them, whatever you want to do.
Thank you very much for listening. This has been Sand Side Talk. Much love to you all.
And now, the wrestling segment of Chanceport Podcast, Breaking the Ropes with Boat. Breaking the Ropes with Boat. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Breaking the Ropes with me. That's me, guys.
What's the update and what's the word?
B-O-E-T-R-I-G-H-T.
What's the word on the wrestling world? Give it to us.
Wrestling world,
blew up.
Well, MJF is blowing up. I think he's blowing up right now because he's talking about heading to WWE. Which...
No, do you really think it's going to happen, though?
It could.
I don't know about that Ty Dillinger thing he did on night.
What, the 10 thing?
10, that was pretty funny.
Yeah, it was.
And what's your outtake on Cody Rhodes now?
I still like him.
Did he become United States champion or no?
Nope.
Uh-huh, of course not. Oh, what? Disqualification he lost or what?
Mm-hmm. Seth Rollins.
Well, Seth Rollins interfered.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, there's a hype. Gee, I wonder who's going to win Money in Bank ladder match. Surprise, surprise. Shocking. Oh, Cody will win? What? Is that spoiler? Oh, I don't know.
Spoiler, he's going to win Money in the Bank.
Of course he will be. And then, if Cody Rhodes beats Roman Reigns, a bigger family that gives more to the wrestling world, this is Champ's opinion. If that happens, I walk.
You walk away from WWE?
Walk with the champ.
Yes, you're going to walk with the champ.
No, but like, somebody's got to beat him.
I know, but come on, Cody Rhodes? Really? Come on.
His family does have a story.
Yeah, I know, it's true.
And look, come on, Goldust never got it.
Goldust.
I would like to see Cody with both. Oh.
He was, Stardust.
Oh, yeah. I was letting you know. I got more wrestlers in my game.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they came with
Oh, you play a storyline? Well, I guess
like
a lot.
Rikishi, Umaga.
Oh, shit.
Whole bunch.
No shit. I know that. They put locked them.
Yeah, dude. They,
that game is awesome, though. The new 2K.
Oh, yeah. I just hate this controller.
You're going to storyline. Did you win a championship yet or no?
I won an Intercontinental Championship.
Nice.
Yeah, but the only thing about that is. Excuse me. They won't show it on other fights.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Like if I do another storyline thing.
Right. Yeah. So they bring in Rikishi in the storyline?
Excuse me. No. Yeah, I'll just show you really.
Yeah, let's see. It's pretty badass. But, yeah, I mean, the games are, like, Evolution of the video games is amazing. Like,
yeah, what about Mortal Kombat?
Mortal Kombat 2. It really advanced that.
This one. Omos.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Yokozuna. Because I got the whole thing.
Oh, wow.
So I get, like, all the wrestling things.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Because, like...
Now, the upcoming guy is also in the Usos, with the Usos and stuff.
Look, I got The Undertaker.
Their brother is coming up. He's NXT.
Oh, yeah. What's his name again?
Oh, I forget. Bloodline's gonna grow. I wanna see The Rock come out and help Roman Reigns. We gotta bring The Rock in at some point. He's definitely part of the Bloodline. What's your opinion on the whole Elias and Ezekiel?
I love it.
It's a funny gimmick.
Even though we know that
Ezekiel is real Elias. Come on, let's all agree with Kevin Owens. Ezekiel is Elias. Everybody say Ezekiel is Elias. Shave the beard. It's Elias. Maybe it wouldn't be funny as hell if they proved wrong one day. And they went to court. And we had two people come out, Ezekiel and Elias.
Yeah.
That would be pretty hilarious.
You know what I hate? I hate how this fucking system, out of the controller, doesn't want to charge.
Yeah, so the good gimmick going on. I think you're right. Cody probably gonna win Money in the Bank and beat Roman Reigns at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
It's sad to me that his dad isn't here, don't see it. You know? The American Dream Dusty Rhodes. Come on, baby. Wind down with King of Queens. Eat my pork and beans. I'll listen to the top, baby. Don't you worry, sweetheart.
Stuff now.
What about what you call it? What about back in the day? You're watching Dusty Rhodes wrestle there or no?
No, not really. Dude, I was too fucking.
He was too young.
Too young.
He was a good wrestler, without a doubt. You know, good wrestler. You remember Dusty Rhodes wrestling, right?
Yes, I
remember. Sapphire. He had run-ins with Million Dollar Man, run-ins with Jesus Snake. And we all know who Cody Rhodes' uncle was.
What about Terry Funk?
Terry Funk's been on a long time, man. I met Terry Funk back in the day, helping with his bags. Oh, thank you there, I appreciate that. Don't worry. Sign my car for me and give me an autograph. Like, don't worry, I got you, man. Everything you've done for us in the business, I at least help you out. Oh, well, thank you very much. Him and McFoley go way back, like the best of friends.
What, him and McFoley?
They've been through so many freaking death matches, beat the living hell and shit at each other, and they're the best friends in the world. In every damn death match you read in Japan, around the world.
Wasn't Terry Funk in ECW?
Uh-huh.
Because he couldn't give it up for the longest time.
Yeah.
And he needed to.
He really needed to.
He's in bad shape.
He really is right now.
Why?
He's in bad shape.
Why is that?
He's just, older now, he can't wrestle what he used to do.
Yeah?
Superfly Jimmy Snuka was the first ever ECW champion. I think he was the second Terry Funk. Superfly Jimmy Snuka.
Was the first ever ECW champion?
Yep. I remember ECW since day one, man. Oh. I used to be a massive Square Garden network.
What year did it start?
95, beginning of 96. 95. It started in a little bingo hall. Actually, I know where the bingo hall is, and it's in Philadelphia. They had just raised, what, last year? They raised a sign on the side of the wall. ECW. It was in a small bingo arena, but they had such a crowd. ECW.
That's the crowd that they had for the last time they brought back ECW.
Mm-hmm. It was at the Manhattan Center in New York. That's where it broke into. It started in a little, hallway area, then it broke into the Manhattan Center, where Raw debuted.
Didn't Raw debut in the mall?
No, that was Nitro.
Nitro.
That was Nitro, and Raw debuted in the Manhattan Center in New York City. Come on, baby, come on, baby, Raw.
I remember when Raw first went to 3 hours.
Yeah, it was insane.
That was yeah.
It was fun.
Now everybody's like, what the fuck? Like, this.
How much can you pound compact pretty much pack it in 3 hours?
Yeah, but you knew you were happy as fuck when you were getting
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah.
Now you're like, oh.
Back in the day, me and Grandpa used to flip back and forth. Nitro, Monday Night Wars. One more commercial break, we flip to the other one, see what's going on air, we flip back. But then back in the day, what Eric Bischoff used to do, well, my man completely hated him. And then he made a mistake. And WWE's mistake is WWE used to pretty much record the episodes in 84 or that weekend, and a person in the arena would write down everything they did. So then Eric Bischoff would go on live on Monday night and read what happened on that night. And while Raw was airing, everybody knew what was really happening. He would go on and say, hey, everybody, guess what? This tonight is happening. Mick Foley's going to win a title. And 2 weeks are going to come out. And we're going to have a big sport. He would do that.
Why would he do that?
Just being a dick.
So Vince McMahon didn't own WCW at one point?
No. It was owned by Ted Turner.
Ted Turner? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, he was an old guy.
Yeah, Ted Turner and Eric Bischoff. Eric Bischoff with him and Money at Wars, back and forth. Oh. Those were the wars. That's what the war, how all the war started. They bought Alondra Blaze over there, which would end up being Medusa, doing a title in a garbage can. That was an insult.
What?
She took the woman's title from WWE and put it into the trash can.
Really? They had a woman's title over there?
Mm-hmm. WWE, yep.
No, WCW.
No. Well, she threw it in the trash can. She jumped board at WCW and she drew the WWE title in the trash can. She's over there. And then Triple H and Shawn Michaels are pretty much punished because what you call it?
Didn't they invade WCW?
Mm-hmm. DX, oh, it's hilarious. Oh my god. DX invasion of WCW. That was so funny. Yeah, so a lot of things happened in wrestling. A lot of history. A lot of historical moments and stuff like that, and you know. Like, what's your favorite? What's your memories of past wrestling?
Past wrestling?
You remember, like, ACW days? No?
Nah.
ACW.
I was too busy in a residential on the psych ward.
I used to record it. I used to watch
it. I used to try to watch it or hear it from my bed. And that was insane shit.
I used
to. You know
what,
dude? Fucking Attitude Era was the shit, though.
Mm-hmm. It was so extreme. They used to be on Mass Quick Line Network. I used to record it at night. We're going like 2 a.m. in the morning on MSG Network. The ECW.
Oh, you and your grandpa?
No, I recorded downstairs on my VCR. I watch it the next day in the morning.
Didn't that suck you set the VCR shit?
Oh.
Now all you gotta do is hit a button and hit record.
That's so much better. Right, technology. I used to put the little VCR into the time it was on, set it, hope and pray that it recorded. And I pull the tab out, you know, pull the tab out of the VCR area, the tape over it, record over again. Yeah, it was good. Those were the days. But now it's technology much better, much more advanced.
That's why we don't own VCRs anymore.
Yeah, look at that. We got any VCRs out there, I can repair them. Let's bring that shit back. I got a degree, I can tear one apart and put it back together. I had to clean them. Kind of like Call Our Friends did, the PS4.
Yeah.
I just need to go to VCR. But, on that.
Crystal.
On that, bud. Anything else for the fans out there?
Well, you know, it's just been like different lately, really, you know?
Cool and mellow, right?
Yeah.
Times have changed.
Yeah. They have. So, I don't know, man. About you guys,
so Audi 500 from Champ. No, breaking the roads with Bolt. I got it. See, told you.
Yeah, you almost fucked up.
Peace. And there, folks, another episode of the Champ's Word Podcast and other stuff on the new Champ Podcast channel. My channel, my podcast, and so much more. So stay tuned for so much more coming up. Guests coming up. A lot more surprises coming up. I have stuff up my sleeve. I've been working hard and pushing through. So from my great...
get back on my show, Breaking Ropes with Boat.
And the Champ Boat Podcast. So for my great co-host, Boat. Great co-host, Sands. We say farewell for now. We'll stay tuned next time. Remember, spread the love, spread the positivity, bless be, and spread the word. Champ's Word.
Bye.
Word FC. Facebook page, Champs Word Podcast. Also follow FanChamp on Instagram, FanChampion. Until next time, remember to spread the word, Champs Word.
Fan Champ here. I want to take a moment to share with you guys our following sponsors and supporters of Champs Word Podcast. So go show them support and let's help them spread the word. Hey, what's up, everybody? Big shout out to my buddy John at Retro Tees. He does the t-shirts of Champs Word Podcast. So go out and check out Retro Tees right now. It's them Fan Champ sent you. Hey, what's up? Fan Champ here. Are you looking for a good baker? I got this place for you. Sweet Dean Bakers and Confections. Check our website out and check her out on Facebook. Great friend and great baker. Check Danny's Bakery out right now. Watch this. Hey, Bo.
What's up?
I'm looking for a good burger. You want to find one?
Oh, great. Well, you got to go to this place in Jamesburg. It's called Bovine Burger.
Bovine Burger. They got great burgers and much, much more. What else they have there?
Oh, my God. They have, like, veggie burgers, chicken burgers. They have pickle chips, french fries, Diablo fries, milkshakes.
Milkshakes are awesome.
Cake shake, which was awesome.
Cereal milkshakes.
Cereal milkshakes.
Everybody, if you're looking for a burger, there's only one place to go. Located at
Jamesburg, New Jersey.
Jamesburg, New Jersey. Bovine Burgers. The burger that'll make your mouth water. Custom t-shirts, custom bags, great merchandise, even custom earrings. Check out ALR Designs. That's right, ALR Designs. And check out, be sure you punch in my friend best friend's code, Chelsea10, for a great discount. Check out ALR Designs with code Chelsea10. Public service announcement. Champs Word Podcast presentation. You have been warned.
Attention podcast world. Champs Word Podcast is proud to present a spin-off podcast on a boat trip podcast. This podcast is completely uncensored, so viewer discretion is advised. Rated R for mature audiences only. You have been warned. Now here's your host, Boat and Champ. And here we go.
Hello, everybody. It's that time again. It's been a long time, but here we are. Champ Boat Podcast. Hello, Boat.
Hey, what's up, man?
Good. It's been a while, man.
Yeah, I How's everybody out there?
Life happens. What? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just sending the fans. How's everybody out there? You do have followers, right?
Yeah, we got fans, you got followers. We got a whole 9 yards.
Yeah, so,
it's been good.
Yeah, well, last time we were talking about,
MJF and AEW.
No, last episode we were talking about, some type of, ghostly shit.
Oh, yeah, the ghost stories and shit, yeah.
It was with you, though.
Mm-hmm. You were interviewing me, too. You wanted to know how the fan champ was, how the fan champ became fan champ.
Oh, yeah, how the fan champ came. That's what it was. But, what's up with the story that you told me the other while ago?
About
the guy that had a superstitious...
Oh, yeah, well... Somebody long ago came across a man who was walking. It was a drifter. And actually being a ghost. There's a lot of great stories out there like that. And he went to the house and told his beer, and the woman says, "Hey, it was my father. He passed away a few years back." A lot of ghost stories out there.
That's fucking crazy.
I've had plenty of experiences with paranormal. A lot. Like, it's insane. So anybody out there doesn't believe in doesn't believe in spirits and stuff?
Oh my god, remember that day Jen fucking was going crazy? Oh yep. My god.
Coworker, yeah.
I thought she was possessed. I even told her. I'm like, "Oh, are you possessed?"
Have you ever had any paranormal experiences or no?
Me? No. No, I haven't.
They seem to have an attachment to me. I don't know why, but they have an attachment to me. Like, a lot of people out there don't know that, but I have like a very strong attachment. Like, sometimes if I go in a cemetery, I can feel things. I can feel presence. Sometimes they're talking in my head. You're all gonna get nuts as hell, but that's okay.
Yeah, but, I don't know. Lately I just been buying toys and stuff. Like, collectibles.
That's good. Collector. You became a collector.
Did you know the Pops toys are... They have bigger Pops toys.
Mm-hmm. Then the larger Pops, like the, I think they call exclusives or something, they're like large ones.
Yeah.
I hope a friend can tell me about that, but. I
wonder how much they go for.
They call it Big Pops. They could display, like, you know, the top, like on top of a shelf.
Yeah.
They have all one underneath the shelf.
I always want to do Ezekiel that. Now.
You have Ezekiel. It's Elias.
No, we don't have
it. No. It's Elias. Storyline's fucking crazy.
Yeah, like, dude, so from last time I talked on the podcast, from now until then, we got a lot of toys, guys.
Where does he get those wonderful toys?
I go out to the collectible stores.
Zap Comics and the flea market. Where does he get those wonderful toys?
Walmart, too.
Walmart has all the toys.
I finally got a Kenny Omega, John Moxley.
John Moxley's a freaking nutcase. I love him. John Moxley's a nutcase. Moxley's a freaking nutcase.
Oh, yeah, he is. He's the man. I want to get the whole Blackpool Combat Club figures. That'd be cool as fuck. So,
Holy has a question for you.
Huh?
Who's the next world champion for AEW?
For AEW? Who, Punk?
Yeah.
Yeah, if I'm not telling my secrets.
Or, the contract saying. I say bullshit that. It's going to be CM Punk versus Hangman Page, cowboy shit. It's going to be those two. Punk looks like going to win, and Kenny Omega turns around, comes out, interferes.
Kenny Omega's the man.
Comes out, interferes, and you break this DQ. And it'd be a triple threat match. CM Punk versus cowboy shit versus Kenny Omega. That would be awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but then you got fucking, I'll let the, for the wrestling segment. So, that's all, folks.
Chainsport Podcast?
Done.
Okay. There you go, folks. Episode of Chimpo.
Chimpo.